This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Surya Sarovar Yojana PMSSY for development of floating solar photovoltaic projects with energy storage systems. Addressing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the scheme envisages the development of 5,000 megawatt of floating solar photovoltaic projects with co-located energy storage systems having a minimum storage capacity of 2 hours, totaling 10,000 megawatt hours. The Union Cabinet also given its approval to the continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from 2026-27 to 2030-31. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video carrying a message against abusive language and hate, saying that abuses never solve anything. In the video message posted on his social media handles, Mr. Modi said, "The country and the world has witnessed what happened at Jantar Mantar, where some mischievous children used very abusive language. Mr. Modi said, it is the time to embrace these children and show them the right path."
बचपन में गलतियां होती हैं और बचपन में गलतियों से सुधरने का अवसर भी होता है। एक गुमराह बच्चे हैं, उनको राह दिखाना हमारा काम है। उनको सजा देना, अदालतों के चक्कर कटवाना, समाज में उनको प्रताड़ित करना, इससे हम परिस्थितियां नहीं बदल पाएंगे। मैं उन्हें माफ करना चाहता हूं। समाज भी मेरी इस बात को स्वीकार करे। मैं इन बच्चों को कहता हूं, बच्चों आओ, हम देश के लिए साथ मिलकर के आगे बढ़े। देश बहुत आगे बढ़ रहा है, आगे बढ़ने वाला है, और आपका भी आगे बढ़ना निश्चित हो, यही मेरा सपना है।
Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment, the presiding officer, Dilip Saikia, took up the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passage. Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, moved the bill amid opposition uproar. The bill was passed in the House amid ruckus without any discussion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka today. In Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Alluri Sitaram Raju International Airport at Bhogapuram, Andhra Pradesh. Developed under the public-private partnership mode at a cost of over 5,600 crore rupees, the Greenfield Airport has been designed to handle 6 million passengers annually. After concluding his visit to Andhra Pradesh, Prime Minister will reach Mysuru, Karnataka, where he will inaugurate the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Centre, Vivek Smarak. India said the so-called elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, stand as a humiliating rejection of the Pakistani establishment. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Pakistani establishment continues to unleash ruthless force against peaceful civilians in POJK. He said the crackdown has resulted in the tragic death of over 40 civilians and severe injuries to many. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to his Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi last evening and conveyed India's deep concerns at the ongoing hostilities in the region. During the telephonic conversation, Dr. Jaishankar strongly urged that attacks on commercial shipping and seafarers be avoided under any circumstance. He stressed that India condemns any such attack by any party. Delhi government has extended the deadline for the mandatory use of the Pink Saheli Smart Card for availing the free travel facility in its buses till 16th of this month. Under revised decision, the conductors will continue issuing pink tickets till 15th of this month. Delhi Transport Minister Dr. Pankaj Kumar Singh said that the decision has been taken to facilitate a smooth transition to the smart card-based system and ensure that no eligible commuter is inconvenienced during the changeover. And Indian judoka Asmide and Harsh Singh created history by winning judo gold medals for the first time in Commonwealth Games. Asmita Day clinched country's first ever Commonwealth Games judo gold, defeating Canada's Heidi Kwok in the women's 48 kg final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.